Tabernacle Presbyterian Church presents Sunday with Tab. Tabernacle Presbyterian Church, located at 34th and Central in Indianapolis, welcomes you to Sunday with Tab. Today, a special Good Friday sermon from Pastor John Gable entitled Worthy. So join us now from the sanctuary of Tabernacle Presbyterian Church for Sunday with Tab.
Our scripture readings tonight come from the letter to the church at Philippi, partly from chapter 2 and one verse from chapter 1. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And then from the first chapter, verse 27, only live your life in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent and hear about you, I will know that you are standing firm in one spirit, striving side by side with one mind for the faith of the gospel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
My guess is each of us have a favorite verse of scripture that we've committed to memory that we can call to mind when we lie awake at 2 a.m. fretting over something that happened during the day or awaiting something we think may happen in the morrow. A passage we can consciously train our minds to that would remind us of one of the great promises of God, which gives us grounding and comfort rather than tossing and turning over in our sundry interruptions and distractions of life. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, says our Lord. Not as the world give I to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Be still and know that I am God. And on and on. I would say I have many such go-to passages that I'll call to mind, but if I were asked to choose just one, I would say it is the shortened version of what Terry read to us from Philippians chapter 1, where Paul writes to believers saying, only live your life in a manner worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I hear in that both a challenge and a promise. And it seems fitting for our time of remembrance this evening. It begins by saying only. In a very similar verse in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul writes, I beg you. There's a sense of urgency here, of importance, of priority, of passion. Only, I beg you, I urge you to live a life worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Which then begs the question, well, what does that mean? What is the worth of the gospel? Well, most simply put, the gospel is the good news of God's sending his one and only Son to die for us and our salvation, the very reason we gather here on this Good Friday evening, to remember and give thanks for this sacrificial death. In his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul writes, I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Again, not him teaching, not Christ healing, not Christ performing miracles, not even Christ resurrected, but Christ crucified. The crucifixion The sacrifice of Christ is the crux of the gospel message. While we may love what Jesus said to us, our salvation is won by what he did for us. In this, he made us right with God, justified us, restored us. Namely, he died for us and for our salvation. John Stott, in his classic book, The Cross of Christ, writes, "The essence of sin is we human beings substituting ourselves for God, while the essence of salvation is God substituting himself for us. We put ourselves where only God deserves to be. God puts himself where only we deserve to be." So in answer to the question, what is the worth of the gospel? What is its value? What is the price tag that God has put on our salvation? The answer would be the sacrifice of his son. And difficult as that is for us to put our heads around, Dallas Willard writes, "No one can have an adequate view of the heart and purposes of the God of the universe who does not understand that he permitted his son to die on the cross to reach out to all people, even those who hated him. That is who God is." As a parent myself, the thought of that is almost unimaginable, and it certainly doesn't make sense from any worldly perspective, but as Willard says, that is who God is. That is what God has done for us. During our Lenten small group study this year, we got onto the chapter on the cross, and my wife Kristen reminded me of an experience I had during seminary when I was a student chaplain in a maximum security prison in Philadelphia. I got into a deep conversation with a young inmate who was arguing with me about the claims of Christianity. So I started probing, asking him, "What is it about Jesus that you can't accept? Is it that he was God in human form?" No, he liked that idea. "Is it that he performed miracles?" No, he thought any God should be able to do that. "Is it something that he said or taught?" No, he liked the teachings of Jesus. "Then what is it," I asked, "that you can't accept about him?" And he thought for a moment and then said, "No God I could ever worship would ever die on a cross." That's it. The cross became the stumbling block for him. It was a God who was too weak, too vulnerable, too human for him. And yet, friends, we believe this is the central message of our faith, that this is the way God has secured our salvation. And Jesus believed it too, and so willingly submitted himself to the torturous means of death. Earlier in his letter to the Philippians, Paul writes these words of encouragement as Terry read them to us. "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, that though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Do you hear it? There's a double humiliation going on in this. First, he humbled himself by surrendering the glories of heaven in order to take on human flesh to become like you and me. And he then took off his royal robes of heaven and put on the robes of a slave. That's the first humiliation. And then, being found in human form, he humbled himself further by willingly submitting himself to the point of death, even death on a cross, the most inhumane and torturous death imaginable. Why? For us and our salvation. Jesus was the willing victim here. He was the Passover Lamb of God. Reflecting on this passage, Catherine Marshall writes, "Jesus went to his cross as the willing agent of the divine plan. Nevertheless, his agony in Gethsemane shows us that humanly he shrank from the torturous hours ahead. All his growing up years in Nazareth, he had seen crucifixions. He could scarcely have helped seeing the crucifixion of 2,000 rioters by Verus, the prefect of Syria, after the death of Herod the Great. A field full of 2,000 crosses would have made an indelible impression on any sensitive boy. How well he knew that the nails used in crucifixion were real enough, as real as the pain and the agonizing thirst and the cramps and the ultimate asphyxiation. Even so, he considered, "For this cause I was born." Therefore, he absorbed the punishment of our sins in agreement with the will of his heavenly Father. He was obedient unto death, even death on a cross. He did for us what we could not do for ourselves. As John Calvin plainly put it, our salvation is dearer to the Son than his own life. Friends, that is the worth of the gospel. And because of that willing act of self-sacrificing obedience, Paul goes on to write, "Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." This humiliation became the means of his exaltation and ultimately of our salvation. And we say, thanks be to God. The cross of Christ, his suffering, his death for our sakes, is the worth, the value, the cost of the gospel. So since this is what God has done for us, how can we who bear the name of Jesus respond? How can we then live our lives in a manner worthy of the gospel? Are we not called, compelled, commanded to live a life of worship and gratitude to God for all that he has done for us and our salvation? Are we not called to a life of humility, knowing that we had nothing to do with earning this love or mercy? A life of love, reflecting that love which has been freely given to us? A life of forgiveness, even as we have been freely forgiven. A life of reconciliation with others as Christ has reconciled us to God. A life of hope, trusting in the promises of God. A life of daily dying, more and more to ourselves, so that we may live more and more to Him. To those who are not moved and changed by what Christ has done for us, perhaps it is because they do not yet understand what Christ has done for us, the cost of what Christ has done for us, the worth of the gospel. And so I urge you to take this time to pause, to reflect, to consider, to respond to this, the greatest gift you've ever been given, the offered gift of your salvation. And to those who have heard, who have received and do believe the Good Friday message of the cross, using the words of the Apostle Paul, I urge you, I beg of you, to lead a life worthy of the gospel, to the honor and glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And let us pray. O Lord, we are unworthy. We know that. We confess that. You are worthy. And by the sacrifice of your Son, by the blood of his cross, we are wrapped in the righteousness of Christ and made worthy by your worth. May we hear that. May we believe that for ourselves, and may we live it in such a way that we bring you honor and glory. Lord, hear our prayer.
You're listening to Sunday with Tab, a production of Tabernacle Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis. We hope you have found inspiration and comfort in today's program. There are many ways to enjoy today's message again. Subscribe to the Tab Podcast on your favorite podcast app, or go to tabpres.org, tap on the graphic marked Sermons, and select the sermon you wish to hear. While there, you can also view the entire worship service. We invite you to join us for worship this morning at Tabernacle Presbyterian Church. We're located at the corner of 34th Street and Central Avenue in Indianapolis. At 8 a.m., we have a communion service in the chapel. And at 10 o'clock, a beautiful worship service in the sanctuary. The 10 o'clock service is also live streamed on our YouTube channel, Tab Indy. For all information on the services and streaming, go to tabpres.org. That's tabpres.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Sunday with Tab.